In a 30-page report, fact finder Sandra Jensen lays out the two offers' details and decides what will be best for both a district with a multi-million dollar deficit and its teaching staff. Neither proposal from Muncie Community Schools nor the Muncie Teachers Association could put the district into deficit financing, spending more than it expects to take in. Jensen characterized the MCS offer as extremely aggressive. It included a large cut in salary and benefits, about 20% for most teachers. The cuts would also be retroactive, meaning future teacher pay would be docked to pay the district back for money that had already been paid them. In her report, Jensen says the MCS offer is a, quote, patchwork of ideas and concepts that do not appear to have been thoroughly vetted. The Teachers Association offer saves the school less money, but the salaries for teachers under the MTA offer will remain competitive among schools with similar student enrollment. Jensen says the district's proposal would have seen Muncie teachers paid the lowest among these schools. Jensen's report does not mince words about the MCS financial situation. She writes, MCS must accept the consequences of past actions, act fairly and honestly with integrity and transparency in developing a logical and carefully considered budgetary strategy. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.